Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around in the NBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll give you the current league leaders and standings in the association and so much more. So stay tuned for that. I know you're going to enjoy this another exciting edition of the program. I want to start off with talking about my top three storylines. I want to start off talking about the continuing rivalry between Stephen Curry and LeBron James. These two men have been and continue to be at the peak of their powers. Currently, as it stands right now, these two gentlemen have played against each other 51 times, 22 times in the regular season, 28 times in the playoffs, and once in the play-in tournament. The first time that these two gentlemen played against each other was on November the 17th, 2009. LeBron, it happened during his first run with the Cleveland Cavaliers, and Steph was still new to the NBA. It was a close game, but the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Golden State Warriors 114-108. Steph only scored 14 points, while LeBron had a double-double with 31 points and 12 assists. Since then, it's been in an endearing rivalry between two of the best players in modern and recent memory in the NBA. Who could forget the four times that they've played in the NBA Finals? Steph winning in 2015, 2017, and 2018. And of course, LeBron, with defensive help from Kyrie Irving in the last minutes of the game and hitting that big shot, LeBron was able to deliver one for Cleveland in 2016, beating the Golden State Warriors in a seven-game series. And then we continue to see the magic continued to happen in this rivalry between LeBron and Steph. The play-in tournament in 2021. Close game, but the Lakers beat the Warriors 103-100. LeBron had a triple-double with 22 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. Steph finished with 37 points. And then in this continued rivalry we had in the playoffs in 2023, the Western Conference semifinals, six-game series, the Lakers would go on to win in six, 4-2. Matter of fact, in the deciding game six, Steph finished with 32 points, LeBron finished with 30. And we had the continuation of this great rivalry between LeBron and Steph last weekend in the game on March the 16th with Golden State taking on the Lakers in Los Angeles. Golden State would win 128-121. LeBron finished with 40 points while Steph finished with 31 points. These two men have been and are still at the peak of their powers right now. Two masters at work, two gentlemen still playing at such a high level right now. Steph recently celebrated his 36th birthday, but you know what? He's still getting it done. LeBron, almost 40, people have been saying for over a decade, needs to hang it up. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon, since LeBron has expressed his desire to play well into his 40s, either alongside or possibly against his sons, Bronny and Bryce. These two gentlemen are polar opposites in their playing styles. You've got one guy that's built like a Mack truck, runs like a gazelle. Not only is he a solid shooter, but also not afraid to deliver power dunks in a decent defensive game. While you got one guy has terrific ball handling skills, he's fast, and not to mention one of the greatest, if not the greatest, when it's all said and done, long distance shooters in the game. LeBron versus Steph, it's been fun. It continues to be fun. We don't know how many years we're going to get of this great rivalry between these two players, but LeBron James, Stephen Curry, when it's all said and done, it's going to be one of the greatest individual rivalries in NBA history. We had Russell versus Chamberlain. We had Bird versus Magic. We also had Isaiah versus Magic. We had Isaiah versus Jordan, just to name a few. And you can add LeBron versus Steph to the list. My next storyline is going to be involving LeBron James. LeBron launching many milestones throughout his career and continues to launch another milestone. This past week, enters the podcasting world. He's the co-host of a podcast called Mind the Game with NBA analyst J.J. Redick. Now, I had an opportunity to watch the whole show. And let me be the first to say, I thoroughly enjoyed it. This was so awesome. No clickbait. None of that stuff. It was just breaking down basketball, the X's and the O's of the game. And it's so refreshing. It wasn't mudslinging or rumor mill or anything like that. This was so fascinating to watch a basketball show with the X's and O's. Now, people are saying this is new and it's innovative. Technically, it is. I think a lot of people forget about what Kobe Bryant did, right? Rest in peace to the Black Mamba. Kobe had a similar show called Detail, which aired on another streaming platform. I won't name that name, but Kobe Bryant did a great job on that show called Detail, where he broke down the X's and O's of specific basketball plays. Long story short, I really love this show. I'm excited to find out what's going to happen so far, what's going to happen going forward with what LeBron and JJ are going to do. A couple of things that caught my eye. Well, should I say not only caught my eyes, but caught my ears as well. Number one, LeBron talked about sacrifice. LeBron, I'm paraphrasing here, but if you get an opportunity to watch the podcast or listen to the podcast, you're going to know what I'm talking about. But LeBron alluded to a term called sacrifice. And in sacrifice, he was basically saying, if you want to be among the greatest, you're going to have to sacrifice. And I can attest to what LeBron is saying there, not just from what I've done thus far as a journalist or in business and broadcasting, but this can apply to any area and any facet of life, whether it be in athletics, education, whatever you're trying to do in life, you're going to have to sacrifice some things. You have to sacrifice not going to parties or going to concerts, or you may have to take a rain check on certain things with the girlfriend or the wifey, or ladies in your case, boyfriend, husbands, whatever the case may be, in order to achieve your dreams. And I think that was one of the things that stood out in the podcast. Another thing that stood out to me was talking about Steph Curry. Of course, I mentioned earlier about the rivalry with LeBron and Steph and how it has really put the intake in the NBA to a whole nother level when these two play. It's just fun to watch. As I stated, talking about the contrast and the polar opposites in their playing styles, it just makes it one of a kind. And he said how Steph has really influenced the NBA. He has influenced the NBA in terms of his dribbling skills, but most importantly, revolutionizing the three-point shot. Michael Jordan, we know he was the first one to really take the NBA to a global level. Not just Michael, but the first Dream Team, and what they did, they took it to a whole nother level. So that's another thing that kind of caught my eye as well. And just LeBron and JJ just talking about the X's and O's of the game. So it was refreshing that it wasn't sports debate, hot take, fresh take. It was just a conversation, just to, you know, put critical thinking skills on display. Talking about the game of basketball. And as I stated earlier, Kobe Bryant, rest in peace, when he was here with us on Earth, he did something similar to that with a show called Detail. And again, not to mention, not only was it a free-flowing conversation about basketball, but there was plenty of wine to go around. If you haven't had an opportunity to watch, I urge you go out and watch the podcast. But again, the name of it is called Mind the Game with LeBron James and JJ Redick, and it's a partnership with Uninterrupted and also 432 Productions. So if you haven't had an opportunity to watch it or to listen to it, I highly recommend you do so. And for my last storyline is going to be Anthony Edwards. So I mentioned earlier about LeBron James and Stephen Curry, two gentlemen that have been or are still at the peak of their powers right now in their continuing rivalry and what they've continued to do in the NBA. Anthony Edwards is a rising star, and he is a superstar on the way with the potential to be the face of the NBA. Anthony has accomplished so much in such a short amount of time of being in the NBA. He's a two-time All-Star. Also, he was a member of the NBA All-Rookie First Team, and what he's done in such a short amount of time with the Minnesota Timberwolves has been fantastic. And we talk about the Minnesota Timberwolves and their great roster that they have with Rudy Gobert, Karl-Anthony Towns, one of the best shooting big men in the league, also Jaden McDaniels, and Chris Finch. Chris Finch definitely deserves some consideration for Coach of the Year honors, but Anthony Edwards has just been amazing. This past week, well, I should say last week, on the game against the Utah Jazz on March the 18th, Anthony Edwards did a monster dunk on Utah's John Collins. If you've not had an opportunity to watch it, I highly recommend you check it out because it's been buzzing all over the internet and social media. Anthony did a monster dunk that was definitely poster friendly. We know it's meme friendly, right? We're in the age and stage of the internet, social media, you know, instant gratification. It's definitely been an instant meme for sure, and it's definitely poster friendly as well. Anthony Edwards, what he did with that dunk as soon as what he's done since he's been in the NBA has been extraordinary. Since the absence, well, since the injury to Karl Anthony Towns, Anthony has really stepped up his game. March the 7th against the Indiana Pacers, he scored 44 points. March the 12th against the Los Angeles Clippers, 37 points. March 16th against Utah, 31 points. Again against Utah, March 18th, 32 points. March 19th against the Denver Nuggets, 30 points. Anthony Edwards has to continue to step up his game, and not to mention the Timberwolves are having a fantastic year this year. We knew, listen, the T-Wolves have surprised a lot of people. Listen, the T-Wolves, we know what they're made of this year. We knew their record would be good this year, but man, they have been blazing saddles from start to finish, and it's always been doggy dog in the Western Conference. But Anthony Edwards is, again, one of the rising stars in the NBA. He's going to be a star, and the superstar is definitely in the works, and he can be one of the faces in the NBA. And Anthony Edwards, again, if you've been sleeping under a rock, or if you're listening to the sound of my voice and you haven't watched a lot of Minnesota Timberwolves basketball, I urge you to watch it, and I want you to pay attention to Anthony Edwards. He's a rising star. He's going to be a superstar, and he definitely has the potential to be one of the faces in the NBA. Whenever LeBron and Steph call it quits, it won't be anytime soon, but whenever that day comes, the NBA, I believe, will be in good hands with one of their rising stars, and that's Anthony Edwards of the Minnesota Timberwolves. All right, now it's time to take a look at the current league leaders in the NBA. Let's start off with points per game. The current leading scorer in the NBA is Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. He's averaging 34 points per game. Coming in at number two is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander from the Oklahoma City Thunder. He's averaging almost 31 points per game. Coming in at number three, Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. At number four, Kevin Durant from the Phoenix Suns. And at number five, Jalen Brunson from the New York Knicks. Next category is rebounds per game. Number one, Domantas Sabonis from the Sacramento Kings. He's averaging close to 14 rebounds per game. At number two, Rudy Gobert from the Minnesota Timberwolves. He's averaging close to 13 rebounds per game. Tied for third, Anthony Davis from the Los Angeles Lakers and Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. And in fifth place, Jalen Duren from the Detroit Pistons. Next category is field goal percentage. At number one, Daniel Gafford from the Dallas Mavericks. He's shooting 71% from the field. At number two, Ivica Zubac from the Los Angeles Clippers. He's shooting 65% from the field. At number three, Rudy Gobert. At number four, Nick Claxton from the Brooklyn Nets. And at number five, Jared Allen from the Cleveland Cavaliers. Next category is going to be assists per game. At number one, Tyrese Halliburton from the Indiana Pacers. He's averaging 11 assists per game. At number two, Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. At number three, Luka Doncic. At number four, Nikola Jokic. And at number five, James Harden from the Los Angeles Clippers. Next category is going to be steals per game. Coming in at number one, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander from the Oklahoma City Thunder. He's averaging two steals per game. At number two, De'Aaron Fox from the Sacramento Kings. At number three, Matisse Thybulle from the Portland Trailblazers. At number four, Donovan Mitchell from the Cleveland Cavaliers. And at number five, Kawhi Leonard from the Los Angeles Clippers. Next category is going to be blocks per game. At number one, Victor Wembanyama from the San Antonio Spurs. He's averaging over 3 blocks per game. Coming in at number two, Walker Kessler from the Utah Jazz. At number three, Brook Lopez from the Milwaukee Bucks. At number four, Chet Holmgren from the Oklahoma City Thunder. And at number five, Anthony Davis. Next category is going to be 3-point field goals made. Coming in at number one, Steph Curry. At number two, Luka Doncic. At number three, Steph's teammate in Golden State, Klay Thompson. At number four, Dante DiVincenzo from the New York Knicks. And at number five, Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics. Next category is going to be 3-point percentage. Number one, Grayson Allen from the Phoenix Suns. He's shooting 48% from 3-point range. At number two, Luke Kennard from the Memphis Grizzlies. At number three, Drew Holiday from the Boston Celtics. Number four, Jalen Williams from the Oklahoma City Thunder. At number five, Aaron Nesmith from the Indiana Pacers. Next category that we're going to have is free throw percentage. Coming in at number one, Damian Lillard from the Milwaukee Bucks. He's shooting 92% from the free throw line. At number two, Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors. He's also shooting 92% from the free throw line. At number three, Anfernee Simons from the Portland Trail Blazers. He's shooting 91% from the free throw line. At number four, Klay Thompson from the Golden State Warriors. And at number five, Bogdan Bogdanovic from the Atlanta Hawks. Last category that we have is going to be minutes played. Coming in at number one, Miles Bridges from the Charlotte Hornets. He's averaging 37 minutes per game. At number two, DeMar DeRozan from the Chicago Bulls. At number three, Luka Doncic. At number four, Kevin Durant. At number five, Tyrese Maxey of the Philadelphia 76ers. And that takes care of your current league leaders in the NBA. All right, now it's time to take a look at the current standings in the NBA. Let's start off in the Eastern Conference. Currently in first place are the Boston Celtics. Currently, they remain the team with the best record in the NBA. They have a record of 55 wins and 14 losses. And the Celtics have also clinched their division. Coming in at number two are the Milwaukee Bucks with a record of 45-25. At number three, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Their record is 43-26. At number four, the Orlando Magic with a record of 42-28. At number five are the New York Knicks with a record of 41-28. Coming in sixth are the Indiana Pacers, followed by in seventh are the Miami Heat. In eighth place are the Philadelphia 76ers, followed in ninth by the Chicago Bulls. And in 10th place or the Atlanta Hawks, followed by the Brooklyn Nets in 11th. The Toronto Raptors are in 12th place, followed by the Charlotte Hornets, the Detroit Pistons, and in last place are the Washington Wizards. Let's move over now to the Western Conference, where it's always a dogfight. It's never a dull moment. In the Western Conference, the current league leaders are the Oklahoma City Thunder. They have a record of 48-20. They're currently in first place in the West. Coming in second place are the Denver Nuggets with a record of 49-21. In third place are the Minnesota Timberwolves with a record of 47-22. In fourth place are the Los Angeles Clippers with a record of 43-25. The New Orleans Pelicans are fifth with a record of 42-27. Coming in sixth place are the Dallas Mavericks with a record of 41-29, followed by in seventh by the Phoenix Suns. In eighth are the Sacramento Kings. In ninth are the Los Angeles Lakers. In 10th are the Golden State Warriors. In 11th place are the Houston Rockets, followed in 12th by the Utah Jazz, followed by the Memphis Grizzlies, the Portland Trail Blazers, and the San Antonio Spurs. And it takes care of your current standings in the NBA. All right, let's look ahead now to the most important games coming up in the NBA. Let's start off with action on Sunday, March the 24th. Got a great one between the Philadelphia 76ers going up against the Los Angeles Clippers. Stars galore in this game with Tyrese Maxey, also James Harden. Also, you got Kawhi Leonard, Paul George. Should be a fun game. Followed by the Cleveland Cavaliers going up against the Miami Heat. We've also got the Golden State Warriors going up against the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Oklahoma City Thunder going up against the Milwaukee Bucks, and the Indiana Pacers square off against the Los Angeles Lakers. Monday, March the 25th, we got an exciting one between the Boston Celtics and the Atlanta Hawks. Also, we're followed up by the Philadelphia 76ers, against the Sacramento Kings, and the Indiana Pacers going up against the Los Angeles Clippers. On Tuesday, March the 26th, got an exciting one between the Golden State Warriors and the Miami Heat, followed by the Los Angeles Lakers going up against the Milwaukee Bucks, and we also have the Oklahoma City Thunder going up against the New Orleans Pelicans and the Dallas Mavericks going up against the Sacramento Kings. Wednesday, March the 27th, we got an intriguing one between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Charlotte Hornets. Got a good one between the Golden State Warriors and the Orlando Magic. I've talked about Coach of the Year candidates throughout the course of this program for much of the year. I've mentioned names such as Willie Green, Chris Finch, also Mark Daigneault, but you also have to put Jamal Mosley in the mix as well. Of course, I've mentioned about Joe Mazzulla's name as well, but also strong consideration. I think Jamal Mosley needs to be considered. What a fantastic job he's done coaching the Orlando Magic this year. Followed by the Los Angeles Clippers going up against the Philadelphia 76ers. Also, we've got a good one between the Houston Rockets and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Again, Houston, a young team, but they've done a fantastic job this year. Ime Udoka, in his first year as head coach of the Rockets, definitely strong consideration for Coach of the Year honors. And then we have the Phoenix Suns going up against the Denver Nuggets. Michael Malone, strong consideration as well for Coach of the Year honors as well. And then we got Thursday, March the 28th, with the Boston Celtics going up against the Atlanta Hawks. And, of course, the Milwaukee Bucks going up against the New Orleans Pelicans. Friday, March the 29th, good games involving the Los Angeles Clippers going up against the Orlando Magic. The Los Angeles Lakers going up against the Indiana Pacers. The Golden State Warriors going up against the Charlotte Hornets. Also, the Philadelphia 76ers going up against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Followed by Phoenix in Oklahoma City. Also, we've got the Mavericks going up against the Kings, and we may have a preview of this year's Western Conference Final with the defending champion Denver Nuggets going up against the Minnesota Timberwolves. And on Saturday, March the 30th, we've got an intriguing matchup between the Milwaukee Bucks going up against the Atlanta Hawks, and of course the Boston Celtics going up against the New Orleans Pelicans. So we're hitting the home stretch. In the regular season, still a lot of games to be played. Teams jockeying for position. Teams are trying desperately to do what they can do to get in that play-in tournament, especially in the Western Conference. It's just a dogfight, and it's never a dull moment in the West. Will the Lakers and the Warriors get a play-in spot, or will Houston sneak up and take one of those spots? Does Utah get into the mix? Or does New Orleans or Dallas, do they move down or do they continue to move up? We'll find out. The NBA, man, we're coming down the stretch of the regular season. Never a dull moment. Teams are getting hot. Players are getting hot. And the game's about to get turned up in a major way. And again, that's another exciting edition of the program. I thank you once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to tune in. Enjoy the program, and until next time, everybody, I'm Matt Robinson saying so long, and you take care.
At Cox Mobile, we know you're smart and always looking for the best way to do things, like cutting onions with goggles. You also added Cox Mobile. So smart. Now you're running on the network with unbeatable 5G reliability and saving on your Cox Internet. It's ingenious, just like you. Cox Mobile, the smart way to mobile. Cox postpaid internet required. Cox Mobile runs on the network with unbeatable 5G reliability as measured by Ookla LLC in the U.S. 2H2023. Other restrictions apply. Learn more at cox.com/mobile.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
T-Mobile 5G home internet can leave you with slower speeds during its busiest hours. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Visit cox.com/5G home to learn more. Trying to get home to stream that highly anticipated series finale? Well, it may take longer with T-Mobile 5G home internet. You could be stuck with slower speeds during the busiest hours because you share your network with cell phone users. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Plus, Cox offers free panoramic Wi-Fi equipment and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Why not switch? Visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.